B'siyata d'shmaya. So we're starting the sugya of Na Parnat. Of course, we have the Gemara on Kuf Vav on the Beis of Dagim She'alu B'Ka'ara, where we have a machlokis between Rav and Shmuel. Let's see it through the eyes of the Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef says, Maskana de Gemara, he immediately jumps to the Maskana, Dagim She'alu B'Ka'ara Shalbasa Mutar La'achlan B'Kutach Mishum Dehavinat Barnat. Because you have two Nesinas Tams. Of course, we have to be 100% sure that this is clear before we go on. Habasar b'ka'ara v'ha'ka'ara b'dagim v'katshrei nesinas tam kol m'shiyov l'klal isu. So, the obvious. So here you have a dish, and that dish had previously received tam of basar. So there were dagim, there was fish that was then put inside. So the taste of the basar goes into the fish. So we paskin mutter la'achlan bikutach, that you're allowed to eat it with milk. It's machlokis, Rav and Shmuel, and we paskin that the halacha is that it is mutter. Immediately the Beis Yosef jumps to the most salient issue, and that's the machlokis in Harishonim, whether we should be medayik in the Lashon HaGemara. Is the Lashon HaGemara one in which dogim she'alu, specifically if it was put on top, but if it was cooked, so then the halacha would be different. In other words, if you had this fleishiga pot, so here we had the first nesinas tam, and here you have the second nesinas tam. If the second nesinas tam, the first nesinas tam was with cooking, if the second one was also with cooking, so then in such a case, maybe there isn't that we can state. So that's a machlokis we showed him, and we're going to see that that's going to be a machlokis between the Mechaber and the Rama. So I saw some of the Chaver. I was happy to see we're working within the Rishonim on the Sugya. I will give you a couple of Chakiris that come up in the Poskim. We'll start that way, some Chakiris in the Poskim, and then I'd love if you'd be able to continue to apply it in working through the Rishonim. So first of all, there are two amazing pieces in the Achronim that I highly recommend if you have time to go through. One is the Rosh Yosef, which of course is the Prima Gadim's Pirush on Shas. The Rosh Yosef on Kuf Yud Aleph and Beis is extensive, and we'll discuss one of his Chakiras. Also, the Yad Yehuda, I really love the Sefer Yad Yehuda, because he goes through things very methodically, and also when it needs Lamdus in the Poskim, he does it. But Yad Yehuda is humongous. He has about 20 pages in the newer edition. The older edition is probably less than 20 pages, but the newer edition, we have the old edition of Base Matters. It's really hard to read at home. I have the new one. I photocopy for you. It's Kedai. He goes through methodically through the Rishonim as well. Let's start with the Rosh Yosef's Chakir. The Rosh Yosef has the following Chakir. What is the pshat that once we say that the tam has gone into the fish, so then in such a case it's mutter to eat it with the kutach? Is the pshat that there's absolutely no basar? In other words, what happens is that when it goes from the kli into the fish, so that process of coming out from its first nesinas tam and going to second tam, or that it's not a tam at all, or is it a tam kolosh? I printed it out from you from the Otzer HaChachma, the first page on the other side of the Smichas Chaver. So if you take a look at the bottom of Shin Mem Ches, the Rosh Yosef has a bunch of chakiras. Hachakira achas hi sheyesh achkor madam rin denat barnat kli sheyisur ve'emo koach lesar. Imudavka bedvarim ha-misvatlim kishi shemukudam hu dam rin achi. Avol dover shemesar mashu lo shayach zeh, odo afilu mashu lo chashivi. So the Prima Gadim formulates the chakir. I formulate in the conceptual. He immediately starts with the halachic. In other words, is he saying that the pshat is that when what I said that the tam is not strong enough, what I meant was that there is a little bit of meat that goes into the fish, but it's going to be batel to the kutach, because there's going to be for sure 60 times the tam. Or do we say that no, there's absolutely no tam that the fish is going to give into the kutach? So that's the chakira. Is it pshat that by the time it reaches the kutach, there's no tam basar after those two nesinas tam? Or is it just klishta, and there would be bittel? L'may nafkamina, one way or other, at the end of the day, the halacha is that's mutter l'achlam b'kutach, where you have an isur mashu. Anytime you're going to have an Isser Mashu, is there going to be a heter of Nat Bar Nat? For example, the big nafkamina is going to be Chametz B'Pesach. Do we say that there's a heter of Nat Bar Nat by Chametz B'Pesach? So that's the Rosh Yosef's Chakira. Hopefully we'll get back to that as well. A more subtle Chakira, there are many subtle Chakiras that you could be Choker. Another fascinating question is what the Prima Gadim raises based on the Sefer HaTruma. If you take a look at the Prima Gadim, in Mishpat Zav Aleph, Dibar Masel Hine B'Sefer HaTruma. So he quotes from the Sefer HaTruma the following: Hine B'Sefer HaTruma Kasav Ein Lefos Uga B'Tzad Pashtida. You shouldn't put cake next to a fleishiga bereka. De Ein Lahatim Itam Nat Bernat. So the shaila here is that you had the fleish. There's no fleish that's going into the uga, but rather you have tam. And there was two nestinas tams, one from the meat into the pashtida, then into the uga. The ein lahatmi tam nat benat. The shema zeu bekli. Maybe, says the Sefer HaTruma, it only applies when you have tam in there going into utensils. So you had the meat going into a utensil made of fleishiks. Ava ba'ochel hakol echadu. When it comes to ochel, it's mamish considered one thing. In other words, ochel doesn't lose when you have the tam going from one food into the next. There's absolutely no transformation that's taking place at all. So that is the Sefer HaTruma. The Sefer HaTruma presents it as Belashon Shema. He's not sure, because it could very well be that the only diffusion of taste takes place if you're having a kli. If you're not going to have a kli, then there won't be a diffusion of taste. But the Mishpat Zav concludes Yerah Bor. He concludes that's Pashut Dafka Tam Echa Bikli Usheni Ba'ochel Hakolosh Huklash. It's only if you have the first tam that goes into your utensil and then the second tam that goes into ochel that we would say Nat Bar Nat. Ha Tam Echa Ba'ochel. What happens if you had the tam of meat going into the a food, a roll? And the achar kach bekli, and then that went into another kli, or even better, the tam of meat went into pasta, and then the pasta that tam was cooked into a kli. Umisham the basar al chalav, and then it was cooked with milk. Aser the kol ba'ochel have kamamish. Then when it comes into the ochel, then it's considered going into the mamish itself. It goes into the mamish itself. In other words, there's no first nesinas tam if you're having meat going into pasta, leaving aside the diyun and the rishonim about bishlu. We're not going to get into that. Let's say you're makel on bishlu. We'll get to that shortly. But conceptually, it's considered mamish. So interestingly, the Yad Yehuda also has the previous Chakira I said to you as well. But I photocopy a few pages of the Yad Yehuda, but they're random pages. The page that we're going to... Once upon a time, I thought that these were the three most important pages. It starts from Kuf Pei all the way through Kuf Tzadi Gimel. So on page Kuf Tzadi Gimel, it says, on the top it just says, Perisha Aruch, Perisha Aruch. He's on page Kuf Tzadi Gimel, on the second column, he says, Ach Mashakosav HaPri Megadim, page Kuf Tzadi Gimel, Dafka Echa Bekli V'Asheni Ba'ocha V'lo Lehefech, Dover Ze'ena. He says it's true that there's a lot of room to be machmir, he says, if you have a nat bar nat into two achilas. But that it has to be that the first nesinas tam is in the ochel, and the first nesinas tam has to be in the kli. And the second in the ochel, he says he doesn't think that's correct. So I can't get involved with why the Yad Yehuda says it, but let's go with his assumption. And he says that Nat Bar Nat, subtly, what's happening is that when it goes into the utensil, so then when it's Mekabel the Tam, that is Mekalkel. And when it goes into the fish, it's Mekalkel even more. So let's focus on when it really becomes Mekulkel. When it goes into the fish, the second Nesinas Tam is going to be Mekalkel. Lekach Choshav, Didafka bekli have tam, aval ba'ochel lo chashiv tam rak mamish. The Prima Gadim assumed that when you have ochel going to ochel, that's not considered nesinas tam. He says that he thought that that's going to be considered mamish. Umachma zelo had to cloud divrei sefer atrumas v'shar duik karoy. She kasa the kasa de ba'ocha kol echad. V'savar dahainu dola choshiv tam klauzulis mamish. Because the primigadim understood that when you have going into ochel, then that's mamish, that you haven't done any transfer at all. Machma zeh kasa duhu adin tchila ba'ochel. So he says, if it goes first into an ochel, so then that's going to be a problem. V'acha kach b'kli osir. Dekol ba'ochel avikim mamish. If you say ochel going into ochel is considered mamish, so then you have no nesinas tam, and then it's going into a kli, and then you have one nesinas tam. One nesinas tam is certainly going to be yasser. Vim kem gam kshebo achakach le kli, havi rak tam rishon. Avo kol ze eino. But the Yad Yehuda says that's not the mechanic. The be'em is gam ba'ochal chashiv tam. Achadayin lo niskalko kol kach. But the problem, what nesinas tam bar nesinas tam does, is that each entry creates a kilkul. Vimkein achakach shebo lakli kiven dekvar hu tam vakli gomer kilkul memela havi shapir nat barnat. So the Yad Yehuda says that the Prima Gadim is wrong, and the way in which nat barnat works is also megala how he understands the way nat barnat works is that you have each nesinas tam creates a kilkul. The first kilkul is not enough to say that there isn't enough, there isn't tam, but the second will. So once you have a nesinas tam into a kli, then that will be enough to create a kilkul, and therefore he disagrees with the Prima Gadim about whether the order is important. But again, ochel to ochel, either the Prima Gadim will go so far as to say that that's mamish, the exact same thing. The Yad Yehuda says it doesn't go that far. It's not mamish, but at the end of the day, so we have a few, both an understanding in terms of what happens in the Kutach, that's what we see from the Rosh Yosef's Chakira, and what we see from the Yad Yehuda is that how he understands the process of Nat Bar Nat as being one in which Kilkul is taking place, and the Prima Gadim will probably have a different Havana. Okay. Within the Machlokas HaRishonim about Alu or Nispashlu, so here, this is going to be our focus, B'siyata D'Shmaya, for today. What's this machlokas Rishonim? So of course the Torah writes, Dogim roslim yal achar shesilkam in eish nasn bekar tzonen shel baso shadogim tzonim va'kor sachas mutar la'achlam b'chalav. Let's be medayik in the lashon of the Torah. The lashon of the Torah is that you have something hot and something cold. So if you have, let's say, the ka'ara is cold, so then in such a case, then the halacha is that's going to be considered nat bar nat. Aval, im nispash lubik derish al basar, but if they're cooked, yesh osun l'achlam b'chalav. V'rashi matur afil nispash lubik derish al basar, alam kein nispash lub im ha-basar ba'atzmo. But Rashi holds that there is no difference. What's the nekudas ha-machlokas? Very simple. The nekudas ha-machlokas is, how much kilkul do you need? What is going to be considered, or to reformulate that, what is considered kilkul? According to using the Yad Yehuda's terminology, according to the Shita of Rashi, there's already a process of kilkul. You're not going to entirely transfer the taste 100%. It'll be enough for Nesinas Tam, but it's not going to do 100%. And when you do it twice, so then it reaches enough of a kilkul that the Tam is not there. However, other Rishonim say no, that Bishul is going to hold on to the Tam entirely. Is it Mamish? That's a machlokas between the Prima Gadim and the Yad Yehuda. But it's definitely going to hold on to the Tam. And therefore, it's not going to be enough to create two Nesinos Tams. The third Shita is the Balatruma. Shita number three, continuing on in the tour, Ubalatruma Matir bin Ispashlu, V'osar bin Itzlu. Baal Truma says, Bishul is enough. It's considered a separate Nesinas Tam. What does that mean? Again, practically, so you have the basar that was cooked into the dish. The dish is then cooked. When it cooks, it gives it off to the fish. That's going to be in the Nesinas Tam. That's going to be considered a Nesinas Tam. Why? Because it doesn't go directly into the fish. It goes into the water, and then it goes into fish. Of course, some of you are already up to it, and Siv Gimel, we're going to have a Machlokas, what happens in the water? If you have two things in the water itself, do the blios meet each other? But clearly there is another transfer. There's another transfer that's taking place. So that's the Baal Truma is not going to accept the first opinion in the tour. However, when it comes to Nitzlu, so what does Nitzlu mean? It's no longer, there's no water in between the blue and the fish. So then in such a case, then if it's directly onto the kedera, so then the tam is going to be stronger. There's less of a transfer. There's less opportunity for kilkul in the words of Yad Yehuda. So then in such a case, halacha is that it's going to be mutter. Okay, how do we paskin lahalacha? We'll come back to a few diukim in the Beis Yosef Kli Neder, but right now, best to structure properly is best to immediately go to the Shulchan Aruch. So the Shulchan Aruch reads as follows. Dogim shenispashlu o shenitzlu b'kedor der shalbasa. This is amazing. The Mechaber immediately, with no compunction, immediately describes not dogim she'alu, but dogim shenispashlu. He immediately describes that it's nispashlu, fish that was cooked, that was cooked in a fleishig pat, rechutze yafe, of course, has to be clean. Shein shum shum adavat ba mutalach and kutach mishum dehavinat barnat dehetera. We're going to learn, of course, and not barnat the surah, the halacha is going to be entirely different, which is going to get involved with our chakira that we just mentioned, the chakiras that we mentioned before. Why is not barnat the surah any different? If the tam disappears, so then that's going to be hard to understand. Not barnat the surah. And why is Isser different? Why is the tam kolish going to be different? So Mirza Shem will discuss that down the line. So not barnat the ter is mutter. But if it's not well washed, miyesh b'mamish, so then in such a case, asalach on the kutach, then in such a case, if there is a little bit of meat inside the water, and there is more meat than there is shishim of water, so then of course the fish becomes fleishes. Continues the Mechaber, Beitza shen espashal b'mayim b'kederach oleves. Similarly, an egg that's cooked in a milchik pat, mutalosas osa b'toch tarnigolos, you're allowed to put it inside of a chicken, afil l'chatchila. Avol im nespashal b'keder im basar, but if it was cooked with meat, so then in such a case it's not going to have the din of not barnat, then it's going to be considered mamish. Okay, so that's according to the Mechaber, it's important chiluk, sif beis is important chiluk. When it's a utensil, then you're going to have not barnat, when the tam is coming from a utensil into the water, but when there's food, so then in such a case, then everybody agrees you have mamish, it's not considered a separate tam, if the food's in the water, in such a case, it's also lachla b'kutach. Immediately, the Ramah is more machmir. V'yesh machmirim b'tzliya u'bishul lesar not barnat. So the Ramah says that we're machmir both on Sli and by Bishul. In other words, lichatchila, he's machmir against the Sefer HaTruma. Okay, so that means that the Ramah says that if you have fish that has been cooked in a fleishig pot or has been fried in a fleishig frying pan, the halacha is that you would not be able to eat it with milchiks. However, to borrow a term from Rav Rosenzweig Shlita, there are echoes of the Sefer HaTruma in Halacha Lamaisa. Rav Rosenzweig is usually not in Halacha Lamaisa. Here there are echoes in Halacha Lamaisa. So here, the echoes of Halacha Lamaisa are as follows. The Ramah continues and he says, and here it could get confusing. So Rabosai, if there's anything that's not clear, please stop me. Okay? Because the word L'chatchila B'di'evet is going to mean different things in the situation. So the Ramah continues and he says, "V'haminig lesar lechatchila." Our custom is to prohibit lechatchila, u'bidieved mutar b'chol inyan. And bidieved, everything is going to be mutar. Okay. So this, what does it mean? Bidieved is mutar b'chol inyan. What does that mean? So, l'chatchila, we know what that means. L'chatchila means that if you have fish that was cooked in this fleishig pot, there's nothing wrong with cooking. There can't be an isser l'chatchila of cooking fish in a fleishig pot. There's no isser about that, leaving aside sakana v'kulei. But there's no isser of putting, the Gemara wasn't concerned about that. So there's no isser of cooking in the fleishig pot. So what is the minig that's lesser l'chatchila? The minig lesser l'chatchila is going to be one of two things. Either it's going to be whether you're allowed to put it with a kutach, cook it with a kutach, or put it in a kutach, or it's going to be a discussion of whether you're allowed, the other issue I should say, let me rephrase that, there are two more issues that we need to deal with. One is whether you're allowed to put it with a kutach, and the other is if you put it with the kutach, are you going to be allowed now to eat it b'di'evet? Okay? So, the Lashon of the Ramah is, u'b'di'evet mutter b'chol inyin. B'di'evet, it's always mutter. It's always mutter. Let's take the easiest case of b'di'evet, just a second. Let me just finish the whole thing, Natan. What's the easiest case? What? Let me finish the whole thing and then we'll go to a clarification. It's easier for me to do the whole mivnah. So what is the case of b'di'evet over here? So b'di'evet mutter b'chol inyan b'pashtus means as follows: that if you've already had a case where you have kutach that's mixed with this dog, so then in such a case you'd be allowed to eat it. Why? Why would you be allowed to eat it? Because at the end of the day, there are many, many Rishonim who hold that it's mutter. So we're machmir lichatchila for tzli and bishul up until the point that b'di'evet, if it was already done, so then in such a case, the halacha is that it's going to, you could eat it. That's the simple reading of, that's what the Ramah says. U'b'di'evet mutter b'chol inyan. Okay. The shach, however, and here's the echoes, the Shach says it's from the Marshal differently. Umarshal bisavahetar shaloi oiser afilu b'di'evet b'tznitzlu midina. The Marshal, though, says that if it was nitzlu, in other words, what does that mean? If you had the case in which the fish did not cook in the fleishiga pot, but it was roasted on the fleishiga frying pan, so then in such a case, then it gave real time into the fish, and we saw there are those who hold that that's not considered nesina stam. The Sefer HaTruma was mechalek between bishul and nitzlu. Comes along the Shach, and the Shach says, so therefore, what happens if you already had a case in which it was mixed inside? So then, in such a case, still osur afil b'di'evet b'nitzlu, that the halacha is that it's going to be osur b'di'evet if it's roasted. In other words, he treats it as a real din of Nesinas Tam. Not only is it going to be a problem to then take it when it's nitzlu and cook it with milk, that you shouldn't do that, but even more than that, if b'di'avad, if it happened that you already had it put inside, the halacha is that you're going to be stuck. Why? Because the Sefer HaTrumas held that the halacha was, that that's not considered a separate Nesinas Tam, so it's one Nesinas Tam. So then you have Basa B'chalav. Yeah, Basa B'chalav the Mahadrin, according to this day. Now, this brings up a lot of halacha l'maisa questions of how do we define nitzlu. If we go like the Ramah, b'di'evet mutter b'chol inyan, so in the worst case scenario, the halacha would be that it's always going to be mutter by bishlu and nitzlu. That would be according to the Ramah. However, according to the Shach, what emerges differently? What emerges is that by nitzlu, one would have to be machmer. So here, we have the Badei HaShulchan that summarizes a lot of the diyunim. I hope it's in the booklet. Okay, yes, Chaf Hei in the Badei HaShulchan. So he cuts through a lot of the shitas. Chaf Hei. There are two important Badei HaShulchans here. One in Chaf Beis, the other Chaf Hei. Chaf Hei is actually, in this Purim booklet, it's actually a little bit before Chaf Beis. So in the Badei HaShulchan Chaf Hei, u'b'di'evet mutter b'chol inyan, ratza lomar, afilu b'tzli, k'nizka le'al b'sif katan Chaf Beis. He says, according to Ramah, means that even it's tzli. V'da, sheyesh mi shecholik b'tzli, v'osar ba afilu b'di'evet, kiman she'ein bo ela shtei nesinas tam. It's not considered three nesinas tams, but it's two netzinas tams, and two netzinas tams are going to be usher. We'll skip the brackets. Lufishi tazu gam bebishul ematirin elamachal shenis bashel. Avol mea bishul asurim. So another nafkamina is not only tzli, a very interesting point, but the water itself is going to be usher. So what happens if you cooked fish inside of the thing and it was then mixed with chalav? So halach is the fish is fine, but what if the mei bishul? That's going to be a surim. Shari tama baser shemaim have tam sheni ulegabe amaim have le bishul nami kmo tzli. What is the definition of tzli? Tzli is that which is sitting on top of the thing. So once it's sitting on top of the thing, then the halacha is that it's going to be problematic. Okay. He quotes the Chavis Das in Nun Beis, another interesting qualification of the Chumra. The Chavis Das is a little bit more makel. V'hine yeshe kasu, about 8 lines from the bottom. V'hine yeshe kasu, the hodas rin letzli l'shita zu, mayri dafka b'kagon shetam basa nivla b'kli gam kem b'derach tzli. Avala matam ha-basa nivla b'aydei b'rishul mutraf l'shita zu, So he says that the Chavis Das says that this Chumrah is not as far reaching as the Shach's case. Because the Shach's case was where the Shach was, see, at first glance, the Shach was machmir anytime you put the fish on top of a fleishiga dish, when you're, not, let's be more precise, a frying pan. But he says that's only if the meat was absorbed into the flesh of the frying pan also with frying. But if you have an instance where the way in which it's absorbed is through water, so then in such a case, the halacha is that it's going to be okay. The Badei HaShulchan concludes, last three lines, V'chol dvarim elu amurim heim la'osa shita saver tzli chomer bishul, avol das harbe gdolu achronim lahoros bezek kedivrei haramah. So the Badei HaShulchan concludes that in the case of Bidi Eved, there is enough to be mekel. However, Hamachmir Tavo Olav Bracha. So that's this din of Tzli and the echoes of it, and whether we paskin like it is that interesting question. Okay, yes. Yes.
So the way Rabbi presented it was like basically what the Shach reads it as in Katan Gimel.
Right.
But maybe you could have read the Ramah as the Haminig Lesser Lechatchila to cook it in a meat pie in order to eat it with dairy. But once you already cooked it, you could eat it with dairy.
Okay, so look, I'd like to go with the Shach. Since you mentioned Sif Gimel, you're right. Oh, we'll get to that.
The Pasha.
Beis Yosef, I'm going to get back when I discuss the Mechaber. Okay, but you're 100% right. I am biased towards the Shach. It comes from my Rabbein. But since you pointed out that Sif Gimel, I had in mind to read that as well. So what is exactly Vaminig Lesa L'chatchila? So says the Shach, La'achlo bit kutach. The Minig Lesa L'chatchila is to eat the Letzli in the bishul with a kutach, ubidiyevin mutar nasim a kutach. Avolavashlan lechatchil. This is very, very important, Rabosai. Avolavashlan lechatchil b'kder shabasa k'tei lechal b'kutach aser afilu lahamechaber. So here the Shach says the following. He says, first of all, for Ashkenazim, the halacha is that you're not allowed to. Take the fish that was cooked in the fleishiga pot and then mix it with a kutach. If it was mixed with the kutach, so then bid the evidence mutter, except according to the shita of the Shach in Sifkat and Dalid, and that's what we just saw in the Badei HaShulchan, that's lechatchila, but most, lechatchila is not the right word, that's according to a minority of opinions. And majority of opinions is that it will be mutter even by tzli, and a machmir tavo alav bracha. According to the Ramah, explains the Shach, the halacha would be that one would not be allowed to take the fish and put the fish into the kutach if it was cooked. What would we say about taking fish and cooking it intentionally in a keder shel basar to eat it with kutach? So says the Shach, an interesting shita. He says the mechaber himself would say that that's aser. What's the machlokis between the mechaber and the Ramah? Machlokis between the mechaber and the Ramah is when you've already had the fish that's cooked in a flay sugar pot. So let's just spell this out. If you have, right below, let's just do it right with this. If you're, this is called stage one, this is called stage two, this is called stage three. The Shach claims that according to the, even according to Mechaber, you're not allowed at stage one to take meat, to take fish, and cook it in a flation of pot, stage two, with the intention of mixing it with a kutach. You're not allowed to take meat, cook it, not allowed to take fish, cook it in a flation of pot, with the intention to eat it with milk. Why? Because the heter that we saw is only alu or bishlu. In other words, it happened already. Dagam shen ispashlu o shen nitzlu b'kdeira shel basar. And what does the mechaber hold? The mechaber holds that if you already did it over here, so then in such a case it's going to be mutar lachlan. If it happened, but l'chatchila you're not allowed to. Comes along the Ramah, and the Ramah's more machmir. According to the mechaber, you're not allowed to create stage two. But if you've already created the stage two, then going to stage three is going to be mutter. That's the mechaber. But the Ramah is going to say, you're not allowed to do stage one. And if it already came to stage one, you're not allowed to do it to stage two either. That's going to be the machloikis between the mechaber and the Ramah. What happens if it already got mixed? So then in such a case, if it's already gotten mixed, so then we have the discussion of the Shach versus Rov Poskim. So that this is going to be stage four. So that's where we have that machlokas. So again, three different stages. According to the Mechaber, the halacha is going to be that you're not allowed to take the fish with the intention to put in the kutach, that's not going to be allowed. But once it's happened, it's mutter. However, the Ramah is going to say, not only are you not allowed to do it here, you're not allowed to put it into the kutach. If it was already mixed, so then in such a case, the Shach said, Aser Bitzli, Rov Poskim, hold that it's mutter. Okay, that's going to be the machlokis between the Mechaber and the Ramah, according to the way the Shach understands. No jewel be left behind. This is important stuff. So, any questions?
Sure,
Yehuda.
Cooking though, there's no machlokas by stage four. I mean, if it was only by tzli,
exactly. Everybody's going to hold that by stage four, it's going to be mutter. Correct. Okay. Now here comes along Chacham Avadya Zatzal, and he held not that way. Chacham Avadya has an amazing kula. If you take a look at the Yalkut Yosef towards the beginning of the booklet, three pages from the Yalkut Yosef. Chacham Avadya did not have this in a tshuva, but he did write this in a haskama to somebody sefer. And our chief rabbi, who should not be silenced, I guess you guys are not holding in. Baruch Hashem, you're learning too well. Okay. No, it's just some people said that he's not, because of his official position, he's not entitled to give his... I'm also not holding the sugi that well, but it sounds... I sort of assumed one way. If I'm making a mistake, someone could let me know. But he said he's not entitled to give his opinion about Geirus because he already holds an official position. Because he's not allowed to take sides in the discussion in the Knesset and so on and so forth, whether because he himself is already officially appointed a public employee. So that sounds very strange to me that the chief rabbi shouldn't be able to express his opinion. He, like most of our rabbeim, is firmly against the proposed legislation that would take the giur out of the hands of of the chief rabbinate. Okay. So the Yalkut Yosef brings down that the following issue, and that is, let's start from the beginning on page Taf Chaf. Ha'im motu lechatchila l'tagen beitza b'machlak b'sari kishiyodeya she'ochel beitza zu im chalav. Are you allowed lechatchila to, and that's stage, what we called going from stage one to stage two, that we saw that both the Mechaber and the Ramah, Shach was Mefurish, that you're not allowed to cook the fish in the Fleishiga pot in order to eat it with Chalav. Rabosai, let's make it very, very lamaisa. And that is, that according to Chacham Avadya, so I hope it's okay, Zaki, that Zaki's allowed to cook pasta in a Fleishiga pot and then eat it with cheese. So in such a case, you'll all be jealous. Speaking about conversions, some people will apply to convert. But the halacha is that you, according to Chacham Avadya, says even that's going to be mutter. Now the Shach was beferish that was aser. Why is the Shach saying that's aser? Because the Shach says at the end of the day, the lashon in Shulchan Aruch is everything is bidyevet. Everything is bidyevet. Dagushev nispashu. Osha nitzlu. It's post facto. Then the Mechaber said it's mutter. But the Mechaber never said that you're allowed to do it lechatchila. Question, of course, in Lamdus would be why? Why would there be a difference? So here the Lamdus seems to be close, possibly close to the Chacham Avadya's position. If at the end of the day, if it's mutter, it's mutter. What would the problem be? So that might get involved with the diun of whether we're talking about mevatlin isa lechatchila. Is this called bittel, or is it not called bittel? Va'mei v'nyavin. That might be the lumdus that's going to be involved in that. Okay, now we're gonna come back to that. But first, I want to stay in the Rishonim. So what's the diun? I'm sorry, Yehudari. Just want to make this clear before we go on. So what's this diun? So here, Chacham Avadya points out that Lechura, it's a Befurisha Beis Yosef, that there's a Baal Truma that holds that smota. In Dibra Amaskel, go back to Beis Yosef, Dibra Amaskel Kasa B'smak, and now everything's going to make sense. The way Ashkenazim learn the Sugya and the way Sfardim learn the Sugya. Dibra Amaskel Kasa B'smak, in the Beis Yosef, he says, Kasa B'smak, Afil Nitzel Nispashu, Dafka B'dieved, so this is beferish. The smak says exactly what the shach had quoted him to say. But then the Beis Yosef goes on and says, "Avol bala truma kasav b'maftechos the kidneyos shibisho b'kter chalas muta lechatchila rosan b'kter shabasa afilak ter basioma kimo dogim sha'olu b'kaara." He says the bala truma disagrees. So the question is, what is this avol? What is this avol? Is it the same thing, or is it not? So it comes along the Ramah. In general, it's well known that the Ramah was his anivus towards Rabbi Yosef Kar was amazing. So it comes along the Ramah, the Darchei Moshe, Vani Omer Kinoyim V'Shachiv Omer Lahai Milsa, that Beis Yosef fell asleep on the sugya. Of course, it's the Mamori Chazal, that he's expressions that Amoraim used for each other. By the way, in general, it's our generation, we're more sensitive, and we're not in their madrega, so to use these expressions to each other is very, very dangerous. People who are of higher madrega, they were able to. Avo ba'al truma, kasa sherei gama smak lo, amar lo dechatchila, asa lo sam b'kder k'dei lachum l'chalav. Avo kvar hela pshita, shemoto lechatchila achlan. So he says, what type of machlokas is this at all? It seems like the Beis Yosef seemed to have understood that the Baal Truma was being makel even to cook the fish in the first place. And that's what part of what Chacham Avadya goes with over here. And that is that there's a mashmos in the Beis Yosef. A little hard to understand the Beis Yosef because it still doesn't read so smoothly in the Beis Yosef. But there seems to be the Beis Yosef's Lashon in that way. That's what he spells out in these three pages. It's amazing. Chacham Avad is Koach de Teira. He found Achronim that say this. And if you take a look on page Tav Chav Dal in Yalkut Yosef, he writes, "Re'eba Haskamas Avi Shlita LeTshuvas Shma Shlomo." I think that's Rav Amar's Shalos LeTshuvas, if I'm not mistaken. Shehevi Divrei Marayayish Shehevin Gamkel LeNochem Das Maran Di'esh LaHatu Avi Chatchila V'Kasev Shadaver Toli Mashkasa Aposkim Na Bernat Teira Filu Mashu Embo. So Chacham Avadi brings it back to our Lamdos. He says what we alluded to before, that if we're going to say that not barnat is the pshat, that it removes all of the tam, so then there's not going to be a problem at all. There's no problem. But if you're going to say that some of the tam remains, it's going to be batal, so then in such a case, it's going to be mutter. And he's told that our chakira in a that we saw from the Rosh Yosef in a ritva, that the ritva says beferish, that not barnat applies by chametz bePesach, and therefore he says that that's going to be the pshat. And again, what he wrote in the Beis Yosef is going to be relevant to our discussion. Okay, so ayotze midvareinu is that to this day there's a big discussion. What's the hanhaga, Yitzchak? Most svaridim today are noeg lekula like this.
I think so. I think in prior seth they are. I have one. We were learning one of the bachrim from Panama, who and somebody the prior Yosef, they are mekel.
They'll cook pasta in a fleishig pot to eat it mamish with yeah.
Just to clarify, even the Shah himself was only machmir on Ben Yomo, right?
Oh yes, we haven't discussed the Ein Ben Yomo at all. The only thing we're talking about now is Ben Yomo. Correct. That's going to be a separate shir. We have to spend time. It's getting a little late, so let me throw in one more straightforward thing. Even Ashkenazim, who are going to be machmir on Nat Barnat with Bishul, everybody would agree that in such a case they don't become fleishiks. That's not it doesn't appear at all in our Siman. You'll get the shaila often, right? That I ate pasta that was cooked in a fleishig pot. Am I fleishiks? Mirtz Hashem, you'll get that shaila. So where is it mefurish that you're not fleishiks? So that was in a Ramah all the way in Peites. The Ramah in Peites, Peites Gimel, says as follows. He said, "V'nogu l'achshel l'achmish lo lechol gvina achar tavshel basar k'mo achar basar atzmo miu im ein basar b'tavshel." So this was what we saw. That the mechaber is machmir by tavshil shel basar, that you can't eat it with you need to have netila beinayim, and you can't eat it with gvina. Miu ein basar b'tavshil rakshin es bashal b'kdir shel basar mutar lechol achar of gvina ve'ein bo minig lahachmir, and there is no minig to be machmir. So not barnat Ashkenazim are quite machmir. Like we saw by Tzli, it might, for the Shach, it's going to make everything Aser. But at the end of the day, it not Barnat is not going to make you Fleishik. So that is certainly going to that's an open and shut case. By the way, I just want to point out that the Sefer Badei Shulchan was written in America. Rav Miller Shlita told me that I don't think I heard it from him asking him, but he said when he said the shiurim, he said that in Eretz Yisrael the minig is to be machmir on that shaila about tzli. So the Badei Shulchan's mekel, but in Eretz Yisrael they tend to be machmir. In other words, again, that means that they would throw out the food in such a case. We need to discuss a little bit more about the Din Rotev and Sli, so that Mirtz Hashem will pick up with next time, Pisrei Shuvah Beis and the Badei HaShulchan, and we'll continue on with Siyata Neshamayim. So as far as next week, so the Seder begins, Amir Tashem, next week on Tuesday. You have Seder tomorrow. I won't be here. Keep on steiging. Seder continues again next week on Tuesday. So if the Chevra wants to have Shir before Thursday, we could do that. I recommend it also if somebody wants to say a Chabura on the issues of the Rishonim and the Lamdas as well. That's also a possibility. And you'll tell me if you want to have Shir on probably doesn't make sense Tuesday. So whether it makes sense to have Wednesday and Thursday or just have a longer Shir on Thursday, I'll let you decide. Wishing everybody a Freilich and Chanukah.